Blair forced to quit. 5th of September, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for Hunt News. No, I'm retired. Nice accent. French, British Prime Minister Tony Blair today left Downing Street for the final time. A man weakened by constant public goading, peer pressure, and dead arms given him by John Prescott in the Houses of Parliament. At 1:45 p.m. today, he announced his decision to quit with immediate effect. Quote, "It is with great sadness I announce my resignation. I would like to thank everyone who supported me and take this opportunity to say that those who did not will surely rot in hell. Now I must retreat to the West Indies for my retirement party. None of you are invited, ingrates." Unquote. He then left to get treatment from his private dentist, have his personal chef make an omelet and chips, and departed the country in his business jet brought from eBay. Blair's announcement comes on the back of increasing pressure to actually do something other than watch Richard and Judy and eat cheese crackers. The deciding factor in the decision is reported to be the internet community's vote. An increasing number of people are clicking no on a box, "Do you like Tony Blair?" pop-up window. Some say the pop-up was actually planted by the Conservative Party, and the yes box is a false link, leading to the precedented result of 100% no, 0% yes. Others argue that this is bollocks and that Blair is, in actual fact, this unpopular. But they are probably just BNP followers. When asked to comment on these allegations, Blair refused to answer, being as he was sunbathing on a beach in Barbados at the time. However, the presence of a similar campaign website, inventively entitled CameronIsAWuss.com, that has recently emerged on the internet, may hold the answer. This has been Reverend Zimulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.